Okay, so we're going to start at the wording of the Jorcha, okay, Adam? Right in the middle there. I'm going to read you, this is the Jorcha, he's referring to a separate prayer that I'm going to teach you next time, okay? So there's a beautiful little prayer you can do to take yourself through the seven preliminaries before you do a meditation, okay? So sometimes you can read it out loud, or you can sing it, and I'll teach you some of the yang. Yang means traditional melodies, you know, like, okay, like that. Then you can learn the traditional melodies, and you can, if you, maybe if you're having trouble settling into a meditation, maybe once a week you can do the traditional song of, you sing the seven preliminaries. Okay. So here's a piece out of it because he's going to refer to it. Okay. And Nick and Ningbo are cleaning up the manuscript for me from the carving. And I hope to give you the carving, and which is kind of rare. It's hard to find. And then I'll give you the, we'll translate it for you. It'd be nice to do a good translation of it. Okay. So here it goes. Daktan masam chen tamje shenyan nan magopane sungte dagni se tsema zimbe parki chinji laki lo na tada gakpadang. So this is one of the three purposes of a mandala, I think is where we were. May I stop, gakpa in the third line, may I stop. And then going back to the first line, daktan, in myself may I stop. And in Ma Semchen, what's that mean? Ma Semchen. Yeah, all mother beings. So in our tradition, there's a logical proof that everyone has been your mother. Since you have lived countless lifetimes, then Jerome has been our mom countless times. Okay, that's why he cooks so good. Semchen Tamche, may all mother beings and myself, may we stop bad thoughts or bad states of mind, such as, and he gives examples, shenyan la makupa, disrespecting our spiritual guide. Ne means what when it doesn't mean barley. Ne, from, good. Ne means crucial point. Okay. Ne means from. From, and here he's giving a range from this up to that. Okay. So, from not respecting your teacher, up to dagni su tsemar dzimba, believing that the pen comes from itself. But he says the two forms of that state of mind. What's that mean? I come from myself, or stuff comes from itself. Okay? Why separate them? It's the belief that you come from yourself that mostly stops you from getting enlightened. Okay? This and this are the same. Okay? I could have had a V8. I could be seeing a deity's arm. Okay? If I had better seats, I wouldn't see an arm of flesh and blood which will get old and wrinkle and die. Okay? Doesn't matter how much yoga you do. There's a joke in the monastery. The 2 hours you spend in yoga, you're 2 hours older. You know? And the body what do you call it? It's called like crumbled, or it has deteriorated for 2 hours. While you're in the yoga class, the body continues to deteriorate, continues its lifelong deterioration for 2 hours. You kind of prop it up with the yoga, but it's still deteriorating during the class. Okay, so, but it could have been different. It could have been light. Okay, to not understand that is to hold to an arm which is not there. And that's what he's saying. From disrespecting your teacher up to misunderstanding your arm. Okay? All negative states of mind, may I gawk, may I stop them. That's why you're doing the mandala. You're supposed to wish that. Okay? That was wish number one. Here's then he says, shenyin la kupa sok chinji malok pe. Notice the malok if you're studying Tibetan. In the second line, it says Chinchi Lok. In the fourth line, it says Chinchi Malok, which means not Chinchi Lok. Okay? Chinchi Lok means messed up. Chinchi Malok means not messed up. Lo na tadak delak tu kiawa. May I easily come to develop those attitudes such as respect for my teacher. Okay. And then, of course, last night we mentioned the third purpose of the mandala. Ken chi nangi parcha tamje nyewar shiwar jingi laptusu. May you also bless me to put to rest, shanti, 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 all my inner and outer obstacles. Okay, so those are the three intentions during a mandala offering. Do you see any lack of parallelism between the first and the second? Yeah. Yeah, good, nice, okay? The second doesn't express a range, okay? When you say, I wish I didn't have negative thoughts, he says, from this up to that, from disrespecting your teacher up to misunderstanding your arm, okay? But when he gets to the good ones, he just says, may I develop attitudes like being good around my teacher. So why? So Papong Krimpache wants to know why. Okay, that's why I pulled it out for you. Okay, here we go down to the text itself. Now we're back to our lam room. Jorche, dear, here in the Jorche, okay, Shenyan Lagoba Sokshe Sunki, it just says, may I respect my teacher. It doesn't give a range, okay, with the positive things, okay. Di par she masung, up to here, di par means up to here, masung, it doesn't say up to here. It doesn't give a range. Masungi par masumba ngaki deyang jug chok palagong. Ngaki jupa de. Because the positive side goes all the way up to tantra and he can't mention it. Okay? He can't mention the goals of tantra. They're a secret. My teacher used to say, you know, see people. It's just funny, he'd say, people would ask him a tantra question, he'd say, tantra means secret. The word tantra means secret. Sangak, in Tibetan, sangak, secret mantra is the word for tantra. And he'd say, the word tantra means secret. He would just change the subject. So it's cool. On the positive side, we're supposed to imagine that he can also talk about high goals. He can't even mention how far you're going to go. There's no range. Okay, got it? Okay. Dinde dun sum du ma dupe chutunki dun me sum. And he said, who said? He said, I'll tell you what he said, then you tell me who said it. And he said to us, there is no worthy goal which is not expressed in these lines. These three goals of a mandala offering. There's no worthy goal, he said, which is not included there. So in this text, sometimes Chijan Rinpoche will say, he said, meaning my teacher. He's reminding you that this is a transcript. Okay, this book is a transcript. Okay, and transcripts are notorious. I mean, when you teach, when you start teaching extensively, and you read the transcripts your students have done of them, you'd be like pulling out your hair. That's what happened. But in this case, it was different. He checked each line with his teacher. And I don't know how his teacher had time to do that, but I think it took 10, 20 years. But he checked. So once in a while, he'll remind you that this is a transcript. Okay? All right. Parche ni chudupe chir. I'm sorry. Parche ni chudupe chi parche gyalpo chishin de michepa dang mak chuk sok. Then he's going to talk about obstacles that can come up in your practice, okay? And he's going to describe what it means when he says outer and inner obstacles, okay? So here, outer obstacles, he says, chudupe to your practice are gyalpo chishin de michepa. The king is not acting in a good way. That just means the government is hurting people from practicing freely. Okay, that's a reference to living in a country where you don't have freedom to practice. And you're spoiled. You grew up in that kind of a country. Most of us grew up totally free to do whatever. No one's gonna. We don't have to watch the door no one's glancing at the door every 10 minutes to see if the police are here to break up this little thing, you know. And that is the case throughout history. Different religions have attacked each other, and governments have attacked religions, and we're in a very strange place that you can, you know, if you want to sit there and close your eyes and think about sucking stuff out of somebody else's forehead, you know, go ahead, you know, I don't care. Now that's the government's, Obama's not going to start a campaign against forehead sucking, you know. But that's unusual. That hasn't been the case in all of history. People have slaughtered each other over sucking the wrong way, you know. And no, they have. And we're in a very good, we're in a very lucky period of history. And it can end, okay? It can end easily. Okay. Mache. Maktuk means we live in a country where there's no active fighting going on, war. Yeah, which has been the case in many, many countries. You know, people ask me sometimes, what about lack of human rights in China? And I say, I studied the dynasties with my Chinese teacher, and for 5,000 years, they've been in civil war. For 5,000 years in China, they've been killing each other, you know. For the last 60 years, they haven't. And then that allowed them to have the prosperity they have now. So they're a little stricter about people who might split the country or cause a civil war. And it, to us it's offensive or something. To us it seems unkind. But to a Chinese, to a well-educated Chinese person, God bless the government, you know, because they're keeping Shanghai from fighting with Beijing. What does Beijing mean? Northern capital, the capital of the north. Nanjing is the southern capital. Even the name of the capital of the country refers to an old division of the country. You see? So you're lucky. You're lucky to live in countries where people are not actively... There's no war going on in our countries right now. Aside from the one that we caused in other countries. Okay. Nangi Pache Nansok Dong. Which, of course, I'm not saying justifies any violence done to people in China, okay? But that's another subject, okay? Nangi Parche Natsok Dang, Sangwei Parche. So Nangi Parche, he says Natsa, he gives Natsa. What's Natsa? Kye Ga Na Shi. It's the Na in Kye Ga Na Shi. Sickness, okay? Natsa means sickness. Sa means heart, but in the noun nasa, it just means sickness. It's the ness and sickness. Okay, nasa is the inner obstacles. Then often we make the distinction, especially in the secret teachings, we say qi, nang, sang, qi, nang, sang. What's happening in your outer world? What's happening in your inner world? And what's happening in your secret world? Your divine world, your mystical world, you see. So it's a very beautiful division of the universe. There's the outer world, there's the operation of your body, and then there's your secret life, you know, which is running parallel to those other two worlds, okay? So what would be an obstacle in your secret world? And he gives an example. Lo chi la kul du mi tupa ching le so mi ruwa la che. Inability, a resistance of your mind to go into the mystical, a resistance of your mind to go into the divine. Somebody says the divine is happening all around you. You know, life is a miracle. You are surrounded by angels. You know, appreciate what's happening in your life. Appreciate Christine Walsh sitting with 800. I mean, that photo is like something. It's a miracle. So have a little appreciation already, you know, like allow the possibility that your life is a little bit miraculous, because it is, okay? But your mind resists that, so that's an inner obstacle. Sorry, that's a secret obstacle. We call it a secret obstacle. Resistance of the mind to the divine. I want things to be normal. My teacher's a normal person. Okay, I've seen him pick his nose and get upset, and you know, besides that, it's bald, and you know, I mean, all that kind of stuff. Or you could say, "Oh my God, you know, I'm so lucky," you know, like that. Okay, we have a resistance to the divine. So that's the secret obstacle. Okay. Rere le ang jingi lap to su she jawa chakshe yin. Chakshe means to agree to do with the hand, but it means tradition, oral tradition. The tradition of our lineage, chakshe, is to say jingi lap to su after each little part in the jorcha. So I'll teach you that later, next retreat, or next session in November, I think. I think Esther's organizing it, right? Am I right? Yeah. But what you say is, you can say, please bless me not to have inner, outer, and secret obstacles. But the chakshe of our tradition is to split it up. Please bless me that I don't have outer obstacles. Please bless me that I don't have inner obstacles. Please bless me that I don't have secret obstacles. Because it slows it down. It's like the three parts of your exhale. It slows it down and it lets you go deeper. Okay, got it? Hey, we finished our first class, which was supposed to be Saturday. Well, it's a lot less homework to do. Okay, we've reached the sixth of the general preliminary practice. We've reached class 5 out of 10. We're supposed to finish 10 classes by Sunday. I don't think we're going to make it. We did 3 and 3.5 in Phoenix. We were supposed to have done 5, but it's okay. Then supplication is a fancy word for asking your lamas, please help me. Okay, just get, you know, I need help here. Okay, I don't know why it comes last. Probably you try to do all those practices and then you're like, I need some help here, you know. this is not working out so good, you know. Give me some help. Okay, so that's the final preliminary before a meditation session. You know, send me some money, Dad. I'm having a hard time. You know, I need help. Okay? All right, here we go. You can skip through the... We have about 10 minutes. I'm going to try to push it a little bit. Can you scroll down a little bit? Till after the 6. Right there. Yeah, Jorje Drukpa. Good, nice. Thank you. Jorje Drukpa means the 6th of the preliminary practices is... So one dam. Mengakshin gyudan denge sujawa. This is a very complicated expression which means following oral tradition. And the wording in the Tibetan is definitely mixing it with your santana. What's a santana? Yeah, your mind stream. Okay, so somehow it means heartfelt, but he wants to say it more strongly. He wants you to understand that more strongly. It's got to be part of your being. This, when you ask for help, it has to be part of your being. Okay? Asking for help in a way which is part of your being is how he calls the 6th preliminary. Okay? Jenge su jawani. Te langar shupa shin, topa gyula kiwe tap chok tu kyurpa, nama yidam yame tu che te suwa dapa nyite. As I mentioned before, if you wish to get high spiritual realizations in your heart, there is no higher method for doing so than to ask your teacher for help as you perceive them as divine. Okay, while perceiving them as a divine being, ask them for help. So don't, it's important, you can picture them in your mind as you see them in daily life, but the way you feel about them should be that this is a Buddha. I'm asking a Buddha for help, okay? And again, I'm your scripture teacher. I'm helping you through the scriptures. You should find your heart teacher, okay? Each person should find their heart teacher. I can be a heart teacher to people who feel that way, but I think each person will find their own heart teacher. And you have to find one that fits you. But when you find them, and when you ask them for help, don't think of them as a human being, because that will actually stop all the help from coming that you could have gotten. Okay? So even if they look funny, they have a, you know, there's something wrong with their eyes, or they have a, you know, physically they don't look divine. Mentally you have to think, this is divine. I'm asking God for help. Okay? This is Buddhist tradition. Okay? And I know it's not the same as the current Jewish and Christian and Muslim tradition. I don't know. But maybe it wasn't that way. I mean, in the old days, when Jesus was alive, his disciples had a guru devotion tradition, and they addressed him as Rebbe, right? Rabbi. And there was that tradition. And it died out, I think. And now it seems odd or strange to Western people when we honor our teacher as if they were divine. But in our tradition, that's an important part of our practice. Okay. And if you're the object of that kind of devotion, you have to be careful not to abuse it, right? And because that's a terrible karma. That's a really extreme bad karma. Okay. You have, from your side, if you're the object of that kind of devotion, you have to earn it, and you have to have integrity, and you have to act in a way which is very deserving of that. Okay. All right. Rangcha ki gyula nyamto kewani chinna shupar la rakle. Whether or not people like you and me have spiritual breakthroughs depends on the blessing of our teacher. Okay. Help from our teacher. Gyawa seche ki jinla rangila shupa sundaba la rakle. By the way, those of you learning Tibetan, that's a difficult verb. Rakle, okay? Can you? He says it twice, yeah. Rakle, because you look up rock in a dictionary, it'll say bronze. And you look up lay and it'll say karma. But together they're an idiom, and they have nothing to do with that, and it means to rely upon. Rakle, okay? Whether or not you get realizations depends on whether or not you ask your teacher for help. Okay? And whether or not that help can come to you depends on how you ask. Okay? Like that. And he says Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Sundap ki tsikyang mindawa mangma. The wording of the request for help has come in many different forms. I admit. Mu means I admit, okay? Demba nyame sok di jinnab ki tsenga shintu chewe. But there's a line here in the Jorcha, right? In the preliminary song, the song for the preliminaries that I'm going to teach you next time. Here in the Jorcha, there are some lines that start with Demba nyame. Demba nyame. Which means matchless guide. Okay, matchless guide. The jinnab of those lines is tsenka. Tsenka is a very beautiful word. There are many, many, many words in Tibetan and Sanskrit which have no English equivalent. And they're just cool words. You know, I tried to study Russian in college for 5 years. And there are like 12 words for foggy, dark, unhappy, overcast, you know, and in Tibetan there'll be, or Sanskrit there'll be 10 words for bright, happy, wisdom, knowledge, perception, joy, compassion, all in one word, you know, and it's just different languages have different. By the way, I've gotten into Russian now, and we're doing many, many programs in Russian. We're active in 6 or 7 Russian cities then. Our teams are going there in groups of two. And there's a deep richness to the Russian people and a great joy. But I'm just saying the language can be a little impossible. So anyway, nyama nyame me. So tsenka. So tsenka means, there's no word, but it means holy power or something like that. Holy power. So these particular lines of asking your teacher for help have a big tsenka. Okay. Shintu chewa means, what's shintu mean? Very chewa, chembo? Big, yeah. Very big tsenka. Okay. Wei, dimi dumba Jokpa Pambatabu Yinshe Sung. So if you made a request to your teacher and you didn't use these lines, you'd be losing a lot. Pangba means, I don't know how to say that. It would be a great loss for you. If you didn't learn how to ask your teacher for help with these particular very powerful lines, that would be a shame. If I didn't teach you those lines, it would be a shame. He's saying that. Okay. I'll read the first verse. It's a lot of verses, okay? That's why I'm not going into it here. We're going to do it next time. But the first verse is Jemba nyame dumba chomden de gyalsep dampa jetsim mi pamkun gyawe lunden papa tome shop sangye chansam sunna suwan dap. So these are verses which group the great lamas of our lineage. Your lineage, okay? So you should... we made a nice poster 10 years ago. We started making posters of your lineage, so you know who your family is, you know? And we put pictures of each lama, which we found in Russia. So we spent 14 years in St. Petersburg cataloging their Tibetan collection, and we cataloged all the pictures carved in the text. So every time a text had a picture carved into it, we cataloged it. Then we created a lineage tree, and then we went and got all the pictures out of those scriptures. So you have a picture, a carving of each lama's image for the last 2,500 years. And at the bottom, we put like Fran Dayan's photo. Where are you? Yeah, we like put Fran Dayan's photo, you know, at the bottom. And everybody's like, why'd you put Fran Dayan in there? And we're like, she's in the lineage. You know, that's it. She's the next one. That's going to be the next carving in the scripture is Fran Dayan's picture. You know, don't think it's weird or don't think it's strange. That's how it is. You are the next lineage holders. Each of you is the next lineage holder. Your students, when they write the... Each generation adds a verse onto the Georgia. You see, in the version that my teacher used, it stopped at Trija Rinpoche, his teacher. In the verse that we used, it stops at him. And in the verse that your students use, it will stop with, you know, may Nick Lasha please bless me, you know. And you think it's funny or you think it's strange, but it has to be that way. It's supposed to be that way. You are the next lineage holder. So I think it's really fun to see those posters and glue your photo at the bottom, you know. No, it's not at all in. It's totally proper. It's the way it is. Don't think different, okay? You're just as important as Nagarjuna and Tsongkhapa and the fifth Dalai Lama, and you're the next one. And you have to think that way, okay? You are the next one. Who else is it? Okay? So you should hang those posters. We have them somewhere. Are they in your garage, Mercy? I don't remember. You have any more in your garage or anything? Or Christine Walsh has? I don't remember where they are. Okay. Okay. I got complaints that the poster was too big and it took up half a person's apartment, but that's why they weren't such a big hit. You should try to get those posters. I never did all of them, but I did do some of the lineages. You have different... You are now holders of different lineages. Okay, you are a holder of a Lamrim lineage. You are a holder of a Vajrayogini lineage. You are a holder of a Lamachapa lineage. You are a holder of a Majjhimika lineage. You are a holder of a Compassion lineage. You have all these lineages now. And they would be different posters because they're different lamas. The stream has come down to you through different traditions. And you should know who they are. So the Georgia, in the Georgia, when you ask for help, they have verses that clump lineages, clump lamas together. He's going to start you on it, but I want to do it more slowly next time so you appreciate your lineage, you know. Oh, these are the lamas from whom the bodhicitta teachings came down. These are the lamas who taught the pen, you know. These are the lamas who taught Tonglen. These are the lamas who, you know. And the verses are there. All the major lamas are in the verses. And then they're in the poster. Okay, so you should learn that, and it's coming. And that has a big, if you tell me the word, you can stop the class. That has a big Sankha. Okay, that has a big Sankha, a big mystic power. If you know your family, if you know your, what do you call that? Ancestor. Yeah, genealogy. Somebody asked me, I met some British person, and they're like, well, you know, who are your parents and your grandparents? And I'm like, I'm like a mutt, you know? Like, and then, well, do you know anything about your, you know, I said, I asked my dad one time in the car because he had cancer and I thought I should know, you know? I'm like, Dad, who are we? Where did we come from? He says, I don't know, you know, like, I heard we were gamblers and horse racers in Ireland and we got kicked out or something. And I'm like, okay. Something like that. But I don't know much. In some countries, it's a very important thing to know your ancestors back 20 times. I don't know anything. But you should, dharma-wise, your dharma ancestry, you should know. Okay, because that's important. All right. We're going to stop there. Gachan Chindu. You want to do a mandala?
Bhagi Jushi Medho Dham Rira Mingshi Ninde Gyanpadi Sangye Shindu Migde Uwagi Roku Namda Shingna Chepasho Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kamriyatayami Dike Wokun Sunami She Sozokshin Sunami She Lechumwe Dambakuni Tobasho Okay, cool.